I have really good news. We have $246,000 in pledges from over 1,000 people toward our Advent challenge. Now, if we reach 500,000 before Christmas, a very generous benefactor will match it with another 500,000. We can get this rosary to people across the world for just $1. Help us reach $1 million so we can reach 1 million people. Let's illuminate 1 million hearts with the rosary this Christmas. The best part is that so many people are responding, and a small monthly donation makes a huge impact. All you have to do is click donate below. Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Now, we are in Advent, and we are journeying to a deeper relationship with Jesus at Christmas. So we want to get to know him better, and we want to get to know his life better. When Jesus took his three closest apostles, Peter, James, and John, up the mountain of Tabor, he was transfigured in glory. And he and Moses and Elijah talked about spiritual things and the way that he would save the world by his cross. And it was so good and so right that Peter wanted to stay forever right there on the mountain to remain in the peace of God and the glory of the holy ones. But they didn't stay, and the glory, well, it switched off, and they walked down the mountain, and they found a dad who was beside himself with anxiety about his epileptic son. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
What a contrast it must have been to go about talking with God and Moses and Elijah on Mount Tabor, and then have to go down to the raw, brutal experience of the day to day. It's a little bit kind of the experience we can have in prayer. We have this wonderful time in prayer, and then we have to go down the mountain and into our lives. And think of this experience on Tabor. We have the eternal God, majestic among the angels and saints, and we have Jesus in glory, enjoying the company of Moses and Elijah. But then at the bottom of the mountain, we have this poor, broken-down father who has to watch his own son suffer from seizures. He runs up to Jesus, falls on his knees, and cries out, "Lord, have mercy on my son, for he suffers severely, and often he falls into fire and often into water." So this dad, he just wants what any dad would want. He wants his boy to be healed, to be okay. That's what he cares about. And that sounds like a good thing to care about. But as it turns out, Jesus cares more about something else. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
While Jesus and the boy's father are talking, the boy has a seizure right there in front of them. Now, if you've ever seen a seizure, it's very frightening. And if it's your own child, that's very difficult. This boy convulsed violently, even foaming at the mouth. And the father, the man on his knees, he begs Jesus, "If you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us." Now, you might think that that would be enough, that this appeal from the broken heart of a parent who loves his child would be enough to move the heart of Jesus to heal him. But it isn't, because Jesus doesn't like the way the father framed the request. Jesus says, "If you can, all things are possible for those with faith." It's amazing. Picture the scene. The boy rolling around on the ground, the father on his knees begging for help, and Jesus wants to discuss the way he phrased it. What's going on here? If you're a parent, there's almost nothing you care more about than your kids' health and happiness, and you'd give anything for that, probably your own life. You'd give everything for that. But actually, your kids' health and happiness, or your own health, as important as it is, it's not your top priority. And it isn't what Jesus cares about most. And it's not what we should care about most either. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Well, this all begs the most important question. What was the mission of Jesus on earth? He came to unite us to God in himself. Now, he knows that what this father ultimately needs and what his boy ultimately needs is not liberation from this chronic disease. What this father needs and what this boy needs is Jesus. So Jesus won't be doing the man any favors if he just grants his request and then walks away. Jesus tells the man that he needs faith, because faith unites us to Jesus, because it's Jesus that is the only remedy for everything we need. So we need faith, and faith is a full personal commitment to Christ. Do you have that? The question is, do you want Christ? Oh, of course, I want Jesus. I want to go to heaven. We say that, but we want so many things in this world more than we want Jesus. Do you want Jesus more than any other good thing? Even the health and happiness of your family? Maybe not. Come on, let's be honest. That's when we cry out with the same words of the boy's father. Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. Jesus, I am committed to you. I want you more than anything else, but I'm weak and I'm tempted, and I admit that I am attached to many good things in this life. So you know me, Lord. You already knew my faith was dinky. So Jesus, help my unbelief. Make my commitment stronger to you. Let me trust you and seek you and want you above all things. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The great Renaissance painter, Raphael, painted a powerful picture of Mount Tabor. At the top is Jesus in glory with Moses and Elijah and Peter and James and John. At the bottom is the epileptic boy having a gruesome seizure while his father stands there helplessly. What do these two things have in common? They are both ways that God brings Jesus to us. The sublime, beautiful, transcendent moments where you can almost touch heaven, and the brutal, ugly, heartbreaking moments where what you care about most seems to be falling apart. Think about this. If that little boy never had epilepsy, would he and his father have ever met Jesus? Probably not. God will use both in his providence, the good times and the painful times, for one purpose, to bring us Jesus. Our temptation is that in the good times, we forget about Jesus, we don't think we need Jesus, and we miss the fact that Jesus is coming to us through the good things. And in the difficult, painful times, we miss Jesus. Remember Miriam of Bethlehem and her motto, always be content. We can always be content because in all things, good health and sickness, success and failure, abundance and lack, in all things, God is trying to bring Jesus to us. Will we recognize him? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, Teresa, I want to go back to this bold commitment you made a couple of days ago.
Is that a question of how it's going, or is there a further question?
Not really a question. I want to discuss something that you made this bold. I'll let you voice it.
My commitment after our meditation on St. John Damascene was, as he committed his restored hand to the work of God, I wanted to commit my hopefully restored jaw to the work of God. But I will say that has not changed how I feel about illness in the sense of what God wills. Because I think that was your concern, that you don't want to make it conditional, or you don't want to put all your hope on healing and not considering what God could want for you in giving this to you. And I think this is a good meditation on that, because I realized further, obviously I'm very committed to that, and I'm still very proud of myself as I've been changing how I speak. But I also realized, I think I have been failing Saint Faustina, because I think she is the true queen of offering up suffering, and I need to do that better. I had a friend who
I needed to pray deeply for. And at the same time, I was struggling with my arthritis, and I was like, this is ridiculous. God offers you a sword and you don't use it.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
So that's my update.
You have a powerful way to help people.
I agree.
And not only that, you do have a powerful way to help people by offering up your chronic arthritis. But you have it's amazing. You know, people used to see me and say, oh, it's the rosary guy. I want to talk with him. Now people say, oh, where's Teresa?
That's fantastic.
But you do have a profound gift of insight, of cleverness, of spiritual maturity. I know that you have a deep relationship with Jesus. And I can't help but think that part of that is attributed to the fact that you have had this suffering.
Yes, I realize this. I think this sounds dark. I don't say this in a dark way. I think I was a very morbid child because of it. But it's very much colored my personality, and I think it's a very beautiful thing. I wouldn't take that out of my childhood or upbringing at all. I also think because of the many, many trips to Children's Mercy we had to take, the hospital here that we had to take growing up, I feel like I had a unique one-on-one relationship with both you and Mom.
Yeah, and having to go down to Children's Mercy so frequently, and then you walk through those halls.
Well, honestly, no. I'm going to say that didn't make it a dark perspective. I thought of Children's Mercy as the place that I got goldfish and stickers. And I think they do very well there because of that. I love all the doctors and nurses there.
No, I didn't think it was a dark place, but actually, it was a place of gratitude because there's a lot of suffering there.
There's a lot of suffering. But again, I still didn't even think of it that way. And it's very shocking looking back on my childhood because I think it taught me, maybe for better or for worse, that pain is a payment in the sense that I don't know if I learned it or you guys learned it, but I used all of my suffering as a way to barter as a little kid because I could not sit down for a shot or a needle.
Are you saying you manipulated us?
Absolutely.
You used our compassion to... You used our compassion to manipulate me?
Or did you manipulate me? Because in my defense, I was like six.
I was working for your good, and yes. You were manipulating
me.
Well,
the way I saw it was I could be very upset about having to go get blood work done and needles and operations. Or I could say, but we're getting McDonald's afterwards.
It's true.
And I remember so often, I never thought about, oh, how dark or scary, I've got to go to the hospital. It was, I get out of school today, and I don't have to go back.
But you've just hit it. When we can realize that the suffering we're going through or that a loved one is going through is bringing about, is a means to a greater good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could definitely twist it in a less selfish way then. But and I have recently.
But what I'm saying is that when there's meaning in suffering, it transforms it.
Yeah.
And by meaning, we mean purpose, when there's purpose in suffering. And God, here's the most important point. God allows suffering in the world for the greatest purpose, to bring us Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't realize how much it can really prove that everything besides Christ is really
lesser.
Because there was so much that I would have never wanted to be taken away. And you never really know with chronic illness what can be taken away. And that was very scary at first, but I feel like I am now very happy knowing that I think even in the worst of worst case scenarios, there's a very beautiful way to move forward. And that the things that I would have thought were supreme in this life, even in this life, don't matter that much.
Yeah. That's exactly what Jesus was saying at the foot of Mount Tabor to the Father.
I truly believe there is a way to live without most goods of the world, but there's not really a way to live without Christ. Because otherwise, you really have no hope in it. It doesn't matter what, if the food you're enjoying is really good, and even the conversations you have with your friends, your relationships, all of it is really good. But you can lose all of that and not lose yourself. But if you lose Christ, you do lose yourself entirely.
Yeah. Yeah. I really want to become like Miriam of Bethlehem, to come to the point where I see that God in his providence in everything is bringing Jesus to me. Then mm-hmm. I can be totally at peace with whatever comes. And it eradicates anxiety. Because think about whatever it is that wakes you up at 3 a.m., that thing wakes you up because, honestly, it's more important to you than God.
The thing that wakes me up at 3 a.m. most is posting the podcast.
Well, for most of us, the thing that wakes us up at 3 a.m. is our disordered attachment.
I agree. When I'm crushed by any anxiety around my chronic illness, my answer now is, instead of constantly being locked in this cycle about thinking about it and doing this thing, I always do this. No matter what the tragedy is, I always do this. I just tell myself the story on repeat, as if I'm telling it to someone else, so that I can get pity for myself and others. Like, yeah. I have to constantly be thinking about the tragedy to validate where I'm at in my life. But instead of constantly retelling myself that story, I just say again and again, "Thy will be done," and then I think nothing more of it. Because maybe it's not the easiest thing to say, or what I'd like to say, or maybe it doesn't, I'm not working through all of the complexities of where my chronic illness is currently at or will be at, but I don't need to think about all of that. I really don't.
No. Obviously, we do what we can. We exhaust all resources to heal illness and to relieve suffering, always. But once we've done all we can, we surrender ourselves to God, knowing that if he's not going to take it away, then he leaves it to bring himself to us in a greater way.
Yeah. And my bit of advice for any parents with young children who might be suffering or sick, you can really bribe them. Because maybe it doesn't solve the situation, but there's a good chance that they don't fully understand what's happening. And kids understand goldfish more than they understand suffering.
Well, that's what we all have to do in the midst of suffering, is figure out the thing that we want more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
And what we want more is Jesus. And that prayer, he answers.
Yeah.
Thanks for the great conversation.
That was fantastic.
You know, I had a conversation with a young man in Jerusalem this morning, a Catholic Palestinian.
I couldn't possibly guess who it would be.
I would say his name is George, but all the young men who are Catholic are named George, literally, because St. George is the patron saint of Catholic Palestinians. But one of the things we do with the Holy Family School of Faith is that we try to help Catholic families there with housing and food and medical care and scholarships, as well as the podcast and retreats and training spiritual mentors and pilgrimages. We have a very large team, and we operate 100% by donations. However, a small monthly gift from the people praying with us is monumental. And it's really very simple. All you have to do is, in the episode, click on donate, pick your amount, and it's done. So go on mission with us as we reach people all over the world. Your little Jesus can turn in to something huge. So let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.